What is up, everybody? I got a question on Instagram the other day, which is, how do you receive love from a no contact parent? How do you receive love from a no contact parent? And I said, in your mind, you don't need anything from your physical parents. They gave you life. That's the greatest gift there is. Anything else is a bonus. So let me double click on that. And before I do that, let me just say, introduce myself. My name is Calvin Corelli, founder and CEO of software company Simplero. And part software engineer, part spiritual coach to entrepreneurs. And this is one of the most profound things that I've come across recently. Comes from a modality called family constellations, but it's recognizing this idea that recognizing the reality, the truth that our parents gave us the greatest gift of all, the greatest gift that exists ever, which is life. And they have no choice but to love you. Even if their personality sometimes kind of gets in the way, you know, it's you can clash a little bit on the personality level. At a heart level, at a soul level, there's always going to be love. There's always going to be unconditional love. And the same with you towards your parents and your kids. There's always going to be unconditional love, even if there's grading on the personality level. That's normal. We're human. That happens. But inside, there's always going to be that love. One of my favorite people in the world is Byron Katie. And she has this thing that she says that whenever she walks into a room, she knows that every single person there loves her. They just might not have realized it yet. The truth is that everybody on the whole freaking planet loves you, especially your parents, whether or not you realize it or not. And you love your parents, whether or not you realize it or not. They love you whether they realize it or not. That is the truth underneath everything. And so when you remember that, you can receive that love. There is a visualization that I love doing, which is you picture yourself here, and then you picture your father behind your right shoulder and your mother behind your left shoulder. And then you picture your father's father behind his right shoulder and your father's mother behind his left shoulder. And you picture your mother's father behind her right shoulder and your mother's mother behind her left shoulder. And we're talking biological parents here, not step parents, adopted parents, whatever. We're just talking biology here. Birth, egg, sperm. Who made you? Of their blood, of their cells, of their biology, all right? And so you picture that, and then you picture the next generation, and the next generation, and the next generation. And then as you visualize that, you can go as far back as your mind can take it. And then you picture this string of silver string, light string of love connecting your heart with your parents' hearts. And then from their hearts to their parents' hearts, and from their hearts to their parents' hearts, all the way back. And you realize that there is this unbroken string of love just to you, supporting you, loving you unconditionally, no matter what the realities of the personalities and the fates and destinies of all the people involved and all of that bullshit. That love is there. This is your support in life, in the world. You are held by this unconditional love spanning back thousands of generations, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of people that all had to make love in order for you to live today. And every single one of these people want for you to live life fully, to feel amazing, to feel so loved, so adequate, absolutely full of life, full of passion, full of joy, full of gratitude for existing. They just want you to feel amazing and be amazing and take all the gifts that they have all given you, right? Through their DNA and their lives lived and their joys and their tears and their struggles and their sacrifices and their joys and triumphs and all of it, all of that energy, all the energy of all of that has been poured into you so that you can live this moment and just feel amazing and give all of this that you've been given to other people so you can contribute, you can share, you can be someone who adds value to other people's lives. Not because you don't have value if you don't, but because you have so much value that you can't not give it to other people. Really take that to heart. Really take that in and recognize that as the goddamn truth. This is the truth. We we all tend to get hung up in these stories like,
my parents didn't love me the right way, and my dad didn't see me, and my mom didn't protect me from my dad's anger, and like,
blah, 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 and my dad, blah, 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 all that stuff. It's just bullshit. It's just surface bullshit. Your parents don't owe you shit. If they fed you, if they bathed you, if they taught you anything, if they brought you to school so you could learn shit, if they, you know, taught you anything by the way that they're a role model for you, even if it was by doing the opposite and you're like, that's not a way that I want to be, like, whatever it is, that's a bonus. They don't owe you shit other than giving you the gift of life. Anything above that is just pure gravy, pure bonus. Take it in and appreciate it with so much gratitude and love. Right? You're here. You survived. You made it. You're okay. If you're breathing, you're sitting, you're standing, you're okay. I don't care what's going on in your life. If you're breathing, you're able to watch this, you're fine. You're freaking fine. Stop blaming your parents. Stop living off of their dime if you're doing that. Recognize that you have everything that you need within you, and then let's start receiving, appreciating all of that love and use it to go out in the world and do something amazing. Know that you are loved, you are supported unconditionally by your ancestors. They are your energetic, emotional support in life, even if the actual humans are not in the energy when you tap into the energy, 1000% they are. Do this as a daily visualization for 30 days of just taking a couple minutes to visualize all these people. Some of them you know, some of them you have no idea about, but you know they existed because you exist. Like, without them, you wouldn't exist, right? And just take in that love, that support. They all want to see you thrive. They genuinely, truly, at a soul level, so do. So receive it, take it in. Enjoy it. Enjoy it. If you do this for 30 days, I guarantee you, you won't recognize yourself. You won't recognize your life. You will be so freaking transformed by this. Just a few minutes every day for 30 days, you'll be a completely different person. Promise you. So, how do you receive love from a no-contact parent? You just do it in your mind, in your heart. Just receive the love. Just receive the love. Also, I don't know what the circumstance is between this no contact business, but if it's you, reach out. Reach out. They love you and you love them. Just connect. It's not like we got so hung up on the personality stuff and like, oh, you did this wrong. Oh, you shouldn't be and blah, 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 blah. Love, you know? Whatever advice you have for your parents, take that for yourself. Whatever advice you have for your kids or for whoever, take it yourself, you know? Heed your own advice. Do that. Stop trying to change them. Just love. Just love. Because that's who you are. You can't not. You've got this. You are so worthy of that love. 1000% worthy of that love. More than you know. More than you could ever probably know. You are. So receive it. Actually, you not receiving it. You resisting it is like,
oh, but they're not the right way.
All that stuff. That's actually kind of shitting on them. Right? They sacrificed through generations so that you can live in this moment. The most incredible time ever in the history of the world to be alive. It's insane. Like, you have access to pretty much every person on the planet. Starting a business has never been easier. You have access to all the information pretty much that exists in the world for free. You have people like me making videos, content like this for fucking free, available on your damn phone all the time. It's insane. It's mind-blowing how ridiculous it is. We got AI happening. We got cars that can fucking drive themselves. Like, we've got space travel. We got internet from the sky. It's insane. It's insane what's available to us at this time in humanity's history. Like, even the richest king 200 years ago had nothing like this. They had nothing like AI. Like, no amount of money on the planet can give you better AI than what we all have access to, you and I, right now, with ChatGPT or XAI or Claude or Perplexity or whatever they are. No, there's no king or emperor on the planet who can spend money to have access to better tools than you have right now, generally speaking. That's insane. Think about that. With a click of a button, you can get food from freaking anywhere. Like, You order something on DoorDash. Think about how many things had to come together in order for you to do that. Someone had to invent the internet and the iPhone or the Android and the app ecosystem and that service. And then they had to invent scooters so that they could drive to your place. And they had to open restaurants and take out loans and train for chefs. And then they had to bring in groceries from all over the fucking planet to that. And then they had to develop recipes and they had to invent money and the building that you sit in and electricity and all of these things had to come together in order for you to be this night taco was 2 minutes late and it was a little damp. Get the fuck over yourself. Do you know what I'm saying? Receive the beauty of what's available to you, what you have been given this life. It's fucking mind blowing. It really is. So appreciate it. Live in gratitude for everything that your parents have ever given you. Even if it's literally just life and nothing else, be grateful for that because you're not owed anything else, you little entitled fucking brat. No, I'm saying that with love. I'm saying that with love because we all fucking do it, but it's got to stop. It's got to stop, all right? So with that, go practice this visualization every day for 30 days for just 3 minutes, 5 minutes, however long you want, and tell me what that does for you. I guarantee you it's going to fucking radically transform your life. Hit subscribe, hit the button so you get the ding when the notification when there's a new thing, and tell your friends, tell someone that you know who needs to hear this message, and do let me know. Email me, calvin@simplero.com. Email me and let me know how that went. I want to hear from you. I genuinely do. My email is always open, calvin@simplero.com. I read my own email, and I will respond to you. I want to hear what this did for you. Love you. You got this.